Well, a dozen former and current insiders of a secretive sect being investigated by the FBI for historical child sexual abuse have contacted RNZ to offer information about the religious group. The sect has around 2,500 members and 60 ministers in New Zealand. It meets in homes and has no official name, but is commonly known as Two by Twos or The Truth. Its spokesperson has confirmed police are investigating at least one former minister for abuse, and it's aware of 14 cases in New Zealand where the church has asked members not to attend meetings because of allegations against them. Our reporter Amy Williams has been looking into this for us and joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, Ingrid.
Okay, so you've had, quite a dozen former or current insiders get in touch with you. What's the significance of that response?
Yeah, well, that's a big number given the sect is so insular, they keep to themselves, and small with just 2,500 members, around 60 ministers. And very little has been reported about this church in New Zealand so far. I can count, on one hand, the stories that have run over the last, 20 years. Yeah. So it's hard to gauge the response. So I've had a range of responses from people who have left the sect due to their concerns about child abuse. Most of these people still have family inside the church. These include people who were victims of historical child abuse here in New Zealand, or people who say they tried to stop it. And I've also heard from people who are still part of the sect and are concerned about its links to child abuse, both overseas and here in New Zealand.
Okay, so what more are they saying to you?
One person told me they left the Two by Twos 30 years ago, but still have family members in it. This person says they were a victim of child sexual abuse by a family member over 10 years ago. And when they disclosed the abuse to family and the church, there appeared to be no policy to deal with the abuse at that time. Now, she reported it to police and the offender was convicted. Another person who contacted me say they were a minister in the sect for 18 years, some time ago. They raised concerns about child abuse but were bullied and kicked out for being a troublemaker. And yet another person said they grew up in they called it a cult. They're the only person to call it that. Others call it a church, and were abused by family. They say they feel unsure about reporting the abuse and sharing their details with authorities. Now, most of the people who have contacted me want to remain anonymous because they're scared about what might happen to family members who still belong to the sect. And some say their family's been part of the sect for three or four generations.
So what about the church? What is it saying about how it's dealing with or deals with allegations?
Yeah, church spokesperson Wayne Dean responded to my questions by email. He said the church encouraged any victims of historical sexual abuse to go to the police, and that any alleged offender would be stood down and has been from attending church meetings pending investigation. He said ministers have a written code of conduct and undertake training to keep children safe. He acknowledged that these matters were not always appropriately addressed in the past, and was that they're truly sorry for any damage to victims, that they've learned from these experiences and are constantly reviewing their practices to keep children safe. He also said they have a zero tolerance to the harming of children.
And what else do we know about the church or the sect, or however you wanted to describe it, because it is small and secret, as we've heard.
Yeah, that's right. And I have asked people along the way how they described it. Most say sect, some say church. I spoke to historian and religious studies expert Dr. Peter Lineham. Mm. Now, he told me the sect has been active here for 120 years, and it was founded in Ireland in the 1800s and spread around much of the Western world. Now, most of its members are in North America. In many ways, he said, it's a fundamentalist Christian group, but different in its separation from society. It's insular, secretive, has unwritten rules. He says, there's no name, there's no statement of beliefs, no website, no church building. They meet in homes. They appear to be unregistered, so they're not a charity. He said ministers are volunteers who give up their professions. They're of no fixed abode, which means that when they hold meetings in homes, these ministers stay in the homes of church members. He says this is part of what makes these people vulnerable. He said the people who belong to this sect are vulnerable because of the insular and secretive culture. and they hold these leaders in very high esteem. And to find out more about this group, I'll be talking to the people who have contacted me over coming days.
Thank you very much for that. That is our reporter, Amy Williams.